Hey, good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Sunday, October 29th, from 5 until 7 p.m., Christian Service Program of Shreveport-Bossier presents their annual Poor Man's Supper in their new Christian Service facility at 2346 Levy Street here in Shreveport. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios, Jane Snyder, past president of the Board of Christian Service here in Shreveport. She's going to fill us in on all the details. So, hi, Jane. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Bill. Good to see you.
So for those unaware, what is the Poor Man's Dinner? Give us a kind of a breakdown of exactly what we're trying to do here.
Well, actually, it's to raise public awareness of our ministry at Christian Service, and also it's a fundraiser. And so we have generous individuals who buy sponsorships of the event, and that helps us raise money and awareness to keep our ministry going throughout the year.
And give us an idea about your ministry. It's not just clothing and food, but there's a lot of other services
that you provide. Yes, there is. In 1970, Father Murray Clayton brought Sister Margaret McCaffrey to Shreveport, and she rented an apartment down in the bottoms behind First Methodist when that was a thriving community down there with little houses and shops and businesses, interesting little businesses. Mm-hmm. And she noticed that there were children who were going to school hungry. And that was before there were school breakfast programs. And so she started feeding those children breakfast before they went to school. And that was the beginning of Christian Service. Sister Margaret was an amazing woman. At that time, Christian Service was the only job, the only organization in the city doing that kind of work. It was before all of the other nonprofits that we now have in the community. And so, and also she had a lot of volunteers. Back in the 70s, women didn't work as much as they do now. And so they would come every day and help her, and the food ministry grew from breakfast to serving three meals a day at the hospitality house. And then she started a clothing program where she collected clothes and gave clothes to people who needed it. They also collected toys and renovated them and had Christmas parties and lots of different ministries, housed people coming out of prison, and took care of women and children, and she had many different ministries. She was a sort of an in-your-face person. She would thank you for your $1,000 check before you wrote it.
And in other words, a good fundraiser.
That's exactly right. And she knew what she thought our community needed, and was really out there in the forefront of taking care of people who were underserved in the neighborhood. In 1998, she had breast cancer and died within about 6 months. And a lot of people think that Christian Service died when she did. But actually, Brother Giovanni Reed, a Franciscan from Cincinnati, came here. And for about 15 years, he was the face of Christian Service, a really spiritual, holy man who sort of worked under the surface, sort of the opposite of what Sister Margaret did. And so in about 5 years ago, Krista Pizzaglia, who is the executive director of the Hope Connections, went to Washington to a meeting where HUD was encouraging cities that received their money to find a way for nonprofits to collaborate to help end homelessness. So Krista came back and she said, oh, I think we can do this. And she met with the mayor and got a lot of support and fundraised and bought what used to be the old United Tile building. Mm-hmm. And 3 years ago, next February, she opened Hope Connections on Levy Street, which is a day shelter for homeless people where they can go and their computers, where they can job search. They can 30 to 40 people a day take showers there. They can bring their clothes and wash them and sort of hang out and get support from these 12 nonprofits that have offices there. So about 4 years ago, Krista asked Christian Service if we would be willing to be the food and clothing piece of that collaboration. So she gave us a 10,000 square foot warehouse that had been part of United Tile. And the board spent about a year looking at all their options, deciding to become a part, looking at the ministries, getting rid of the ones that other people were doing better, and keeping the three ministries which Christian Service does best, and that is feeding people, clothing people, and emergency services. So we spent several years fundraising, and about 9 months ago began construction on the building, and Monday of the week before last, we actually served our first meal at breakfast, and we had 60 hungry people that morning, and are continuing to serve a breakfast meal from 8 to 10 and a lunch meal from 12 to 2 in that building.
How many people really are undernourished in this community? It's not just going totally hungry, but undernourished. They might have one meal a day, but not three squares.
Right. Well, there was a time 4 years ago when we did a point in time where we counted the people who were on the streets in Shreveport, and there were 800 people that night. That number has been cut to a little over 400 because of Hope Connections and other things that are going on in our city. Christian Service serves 200 meals a day. So in our new facility, we had 60 people for breakfast that day. And I don't really have the numbers for the lunch meals, but we're really thinking that we're going to serve more people now that we are at Hope Connections, so that we will be able to serve their clients in addition to people who are in that area. It's about a mile and a half from downtown, so between Levy Street and Texas, at where the St. Joseph Cemetery is. It's a cut-through street there. Yeah. Levy is, and we're, the city is going to help us with transportation to bring people from down around the Bottoms who are now farther away to the new site. Also, the bus runs right down Texas Street, so so people do find ways to get there.
So give us an idea. We say a poor man's dinner. This is what, literally, if you're starving, if you're out there, you're scrapping around, this is what you get to eat.
Well, yes, although it's a little upscale from that.
Right.
Sister Margaret started that back in the 70s, the poor man's supper, and she wanted middle-class people who, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've never been really hungry.
Right. You know? Obviously, if you right. take a look
yes.
at me, I've never really been hungry
right.
either. So.
And the thought of not being able to feed my children is right. something I can't even imagine. And so she started this poor man's supper of soup and bread as a fundraiser and a way to raise awareness. And what she really wanted was people to come and have that meal and then go home and be hungry at night. In our day and age, I'm not sure. I think some of my friends, they come and they have the soup and bread, and then they maybe go out go out to eat afterwards. But IHOP and Mangini's are providing the soups, and they are always wonderful, thick, nourishing, really good soups. And we're going to fix cornbread at the new facility this time to serve with us. But because the new building is just absolutely amazing, so we're excited to get people to come to the new site. We've always had this at First Methodist before, and they've been very generous over the years and let us have their large room. But now to be able to have it in our own facility where the clients come every day to eat. We serve this breakfast and lunch meal 364 days a year, every day except for Christmas Day.
So now, you know, for those out there like myself, I've been blessed to have three squares, three hots and a cot, as they say. So I count my blessings. How do we help you help these folks? What do we do?
Well, there are many different ways to help. Of course, it costs money to keep this organization going and to feed our clients. One of the things that I'm most excited about the Christian Service has always done, and that is that we hire our clients. So we have a staff of 11 people, and 9 of those people have been homeless and on the street, and now they come and work for us and have a way of making an income. There's sponsorships available for the Poor Man's Supper. The tickets are $20 a piece. We will have fundraising opportunities over the years. We are one of the Give for Good Day participants. We also have a new brochure with a list of different items that people can donate, so that we have many restaurants that support us that bring like lettuce and vegetables that are a little bit wilted that they can't use in their restaurant, but right. they bring it to us every day. Different groups bring us food. And often church groups get together on Saturday. We're hoping it on Saturday at noon that we'll have men's groups who might want to come and cook hot dogs and hamburgers there, or barbecue, or fry fish. So different opportunities for ways for people to serve. We have a website, and you can go to the website and see a list of the needs. We also have a clothing facility. I don't call it a store because we don't sell the clothes. We give the clothes away. Right. And so we are always in need of donations of clothes. You can call Christian Service and they will come and pick them up, or you can bring them by and drop them off. Our clients, because it's free, they can only come four times a year to access our clothes, but we are always needing. We have children's clothes, men's clothes, and women's clothes. Right. And our clients don't need the kind of clothes you might give to Dress for Success.
Right.
I mean, they need your jeans, your t-shirts.
Things that will wear out in the elements.
Yes, you know, exactly. Right? Yes. And always coats and gloves and socks. Homeless people always need socks.
Right.
I mean, they're living in the mud under the bridge a lot of times, and so we are always needing that.
And so one of the things that you do, though, is you try to give them that hand up so that they can find a way out of that predicament and get back
into exactly
a point where they're self-sustaining. And so,
and what I say is that you really can't do anything if you're hungry.
Right.
And you can't sleep, you can't pray, you can't work, you can't job search, you can't study, you can't really do anything if you're hungry. So we are kind of the bottom line, bottom rung of the ladder. And it's so exciting to be right there with Hope Connections,
right,
where VOA and VA and all those different organizations are there with the services that these people need to help get them out of.
It's like a one-stop shopping, basically.
Exactly.
You can go in and all of these different services, so you don't have to truck yourself all across town trying to catch buses or catch rides or
yes.
walk.
So Hope Connections opens at 8 o'clock, and so I've been there several times, and they have 25 people waiting to use the showers,
yeah,
and that some people, they come there to take a shower before they go to work, or to start their day, or to wash their clothes. And so they were so excited to hear that they were going to have breakfast
right.
available there. So I was there the first day, and it was really exciting to see the people come in, and they were excited with the new place. And so they had a big pile. We serve on trays, big pile of oatmeal, scrambled eggs, bacon, a piece of toast, and an apple. And one of the things that I saw that it just touched my heart was that there was a small man who was really hungry and really eating quickly, and he had finished his oatmeal, and there was a large man who was finished and ready to take his tray, and he must not have liked oatmeal, and so his tray was empty except for that oatmeal, and he walked over to that other man and asked him if he would like to have it, and he said yes, and so he got two servings of
yeah.
the oatmeal. But I thought, how cool is that these, you know, helping each other.
Sure.
Not, I hear that what Americans throw 40% of their food away or something. So
horrendous amount of excess,
right,
because we have been
yes.
you know, ultra blessed. I mean,
right.
with plenty in this country, although not everybody, you know, gets to share in that largesse. So. How do folks get information about tickets for this? And if they want to donate extra, who do they contact? What do they do?
Yes. Well, you can go on our website. You can call on the phone number at Christian Service. You can buy tickets at the door. You can bring donations by any time. The number is 318-221-4857. where they can give you more information. We close at 2 o'clock basically, so we're open from 8 to 2, okay. 7 days a week. So there should be somebody there until 4 o'clock answering the phone.
And is that the number also, like, if local businesses and restaurants say, hey, you know, that's a good idea, why don't we take this food that we're not going to be able to serve
exactly.
because of the aesthetics
yes.
or the marketing and all that, still good food,
right.
they can give it to you. Do
yes.
they call that same number?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. We get a lot of our food from the food bank, and a lot of people donate to the food bank, and they have a list every month right. of what's available. We plan our menus, and then pretty much Pizza Hut gives us like 400 pizzas a month.
Wow.
People order pizzas and don't pick them up,
mm-hmm.
and so they bring them to us, and we heat them up and serve them, and it's our clients are so pleased. So there's so many.
Yeah.
Giuseppe's is another restaurant that brings food to us almost on a daily basis. So we're so grateful for those different nonprofits that support us.
So there's a good challenge out to all the other restaurants. You know, there's
yes.
a way to do it and be, you know, a spiritual
yes,
gesture.
Exactly. And
right.
then there are many churches that support us that come and volunteer.
Right.
You can come and volunteer in the clothing store. You can come and volunteer and actually serve food in the food line. Middle school children come and serve food. It's a real eye-opening education
sure.
for
yeah.
A lot of people who don't really understand the number of people in our community who are hungry. At the end of the month, we always have a lot more clients at the end of the month than the beginning of the month. They get checks at the beginning of the month, but thinking through, you know, if you need to buy medicine or gas to get to your job and you're down to almost no money left, then we provide the food. You come there and eat, and then you can use what you have left for those other
to get to that job that may not be paying all the bills, but at least
exactly.
it's a start
right.
and a way back into society.
Yes.
So,
right.
Do you have any final thoughts you want to share with us?
Well, I just the people of Shreveport are so generous. It's been a real eye-opener for me to see all that people are willing to do. This ministry sort of sells itself
right.
once you see the facility and the people who are there and the children who are there through the summer and in the afternoons and on the weekends particularly. It just makes me grateful that I live here and that there's so many people in this community who are willing to be grateful. We'll have tickets at the door, and it's an opportunity to see our exciting new facility, and so many people have donated to that to make it real.
Real. Yeah,
yes, so we're excited.
All right, Jane, I want to thank you for joining me.
All righty, thank you so much, Bill.
That was Jane Schneider, past president of Christian Service of Shreveport-Bossier, here to talk with me about the Poor Man's Supper, which is going to take place on Sunday, October 29th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the new Christian Service facility at 2346 Levy Street. If you'd like to get involved or find more information, you can call 318-221-4857. 318-221-4857. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
There's nothing like poverty to get you into heaven. They got a lot of wine and fish up there, and the bread's unleavened. They got a lot of ears that I heard a whip go crack. Lots of missing toes and fingers and scars upon their back. Daddy's been working too much for days and days and doesn't eat, and he never says much. I think this time it's gotta be. It isn't that he isn't strong or kind or clever.